This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to be seated. So it turns out Jesus is a decent preacher. He goes to all the synagogues. Word spreads about him throughout all the country. And today we hear about him going to his own hometown where he grew up, Nazareth, and preaching in the synagogue. We'll actually hear the rest of this story next Sunday. So it's a great Sunday to keep your bulletin with you, read through the gospel lesson throughout the week, and we'll get part two next week. Jesus kind of keeps going, and the people tend to respond a little bit differently than they respond in today's text. Here's your teaser. If you open your Bible, you can spoil it, like, right away. But today, Jesus preaches this sermon in Nazareth. He reads from the text of the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and then he gives a nice, succinct sermon. "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." This Isaiah text and Jesus' statement that today it is fulfilled in your hearing are sort of like Jesus' mission statement, his inaugural address in the gospel according to Luke. So I encourage you to return here often throughout the year as we read and hear and explore different parts of the gospel according to Luke. So what's going on? Well, first, everything Jesus is doing is because he is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. A few weeks ago, we talked about and we heard the story of Jesus' baptism and the Holy Spirit descending into him like a dove. Jesus is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and as such, he's been tempted in the wilderness and overcome that. He's returned into Galilee and begun preaching and teaching. And in this Isaiah text, there are a few things that I want us to notice. One is the focus on release. Release for the captives. This is actually from two different places in Isaiah. That last line about proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, sometimes called the year of Jubilee in the Old Testament law, in Leviticus 25, circle back around that. The year of the Lord's favor is from Isaiah 58, and the rest is from Isaiah 61. I think I've got my chapters right. You should check them. This is my tricks to get you to open your Bible this week. We'll see if they work. So there's this addition. And it says, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So the year of Jubilee, the year of the Lord's favor, is talked about in Leviticus. It's actually this set of laws on how to celebrate every 50th year. So there's a bunch of stuff that you do every seventh year. And then after seven sevens, 49 years, right, the next year is year of Jubilee. And this year of Jubilee is like God's big reset. Everyone is released. So if you've had to sell off the property that was given to your family when it entered into the promised land after wandering in the wilderness, if you've had to sell any off to make ends meet in those years, on year 50, you get it all back. If you've had to go into indentured servitude or slavery in order to pay off your debts in 49 years, in year 50, you are released. You see, this year of Jubilee is all about release. Release from whatever it is that has grabbed a hold of you and your family and your life. And then Jesus says two things about this proclamation from the prophet Isaiah that's about proclaiming good news and release and jubilee. Jesus says, one, that it's happening right now. He says, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Right? Jesus will teach his disciples to pray the Lord's Prayer that we pray. We say, God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, today, on earth as it is in heaven, it is happening. Your kingdom and your will are being worked out, God, in this place. Two other times Jesus talks about today, salvation, release, freedom from captivity, happening today. Jesus says to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. It is not something that's just for another time. It's for right now in the presence of Christ who brings in the kingdom of God, brings it right to you. Jesus says, today salvation has come to this house after he eats with Zacchaeus. And as Jesus hangs on the cross, a criminal on each side, one asks for forgiveness and Jesus says, today you will be with me. Salvation comes now in the presence of Jesus. Jesus says, today. He says, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Within your earshot, this is happening. Because you are hearing the word of God brought to life, spoken by the word of God incarnate. This is being fulfilled. It's coming to pass. It is happening right now. This scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and hearing for the Hebrew people is always tied to action, because if you hear something, if you hear the word of God, you then will follow and do the word of God. Right hearing leads to right action and behavior. One of the most prominent prayers in the Jewish tradition comes from Deuteronomy. It's called the Shema, which is a word that means hear. It's hear, O Israel. It's not just like, hey, you know, listen to this every once in a while. It's listen and act and do. So in your living this out, this will continue to be fulfilled. It's this great perfect tense. We don't use the perfect tense well in English. In Greek, it means something that's happening now that has implications that keep on going. So today, this has been fulfilled. That verb fulfilled is now. And it will keep on going. So this action is fulfilled right now. As you've heard it, Jesus says. And also as you will continue to live this out. So for us. For us. The beautiful thing of the perfect tense is that it happened then, but it's still going on now. God's word is fulfilled in your hearing. I told somebody, I met with a congregation a couple weeks ago, we were talking about preaching, and I was like, as soon as I say it, I no longer have any control. It's all up to the Holy Spirit to bring it to bear. We're talking about, like, you know, I said, well, by the time I write my midweek weekly email on Wednesday, that's kind of my last thoughts on that text because I'm getting ready for the next one. But I hope it's not yours. right? I hope that this word is continuing to work on you, that the words of Jesus, the words of God in our scripture and in our worship together continue to work on you, to form you and to shape you. That's what this means, that these things are fulfilled in your hearing. That you hear them and they work on you and they work out through you in your life day after day. And so for us today, hear again Jesus' message of release. So you might think, okay, like release for the captives. I'm not captive. Right? Like that's for someone else over there who is. Good news for the poor is for someone else, I've got enough. And yes, yes, it is for someone else. But release for the captive and good news for the poor are for you too. So what are we captive to? Well, this wonderful Thanksgiving for Baptism written by my friend and colleague, Pastor Mike Coffey, talks about some of those things and the ways in which we are freed from them in baptism. You've been hearing it for weeks now. Sometimes we are captive to our past, to nostalgia, to the way things used to be. Sometimes we're captive to our future and what we're supposed to be, our expectations of what's supposed to happen and how we are supposed to live. We're captive to this idea that we are nothing until we achieve or get or acquire. Our confusion, our fear. We are set free even from the fear of death. For in baptism, you yourselves have already died. That's the good news of Ash Wednesday. We are covered in dust. I'm reminded that you're just stuff like everything else. And yet you are beautifully and wonderfully made. You have already died, and even today, salvation has come to you. Release from these expectations that hold you captive, from our own self-righteousness, from our doubt and despair. Release from trying to live up to someone else's opinions of us or letting them control us. Good news for we who feel like we always need just a little bit more, that you are and you have enough. You are beloved. There's nothing that you need to achieve to receive the grace and love and salvation of God, for it is already yours. Today, that is fulfilled. And for us today, everything we do is also in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have been baptized into the baptism of Christ. We have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Luke, the gospel writer Luke, has a second book. It's called Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, right? There's one book in between, the gospel according to John, Luke, Acts, same author. Continuation of the story, the Pentecost story, the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon the church. This mission statement of Jesus becomes the church's mission statement to proclaim good news and news of release and jubilee to the world, to those who are most desperate in need of hearing it. That includes ourselves, but it is also everyone. We do all of this in the power of the Holy Spirit. Just as we gather, and at the end of our worship gathering every week, we say our mission statement, we say, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Given the power of the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, breathing it in, we can live and act and enjoy the release, the salvation, the life that Jesus is bringing to us now. And it does not end. That's the good news, friends. Amen.